This weekend, the Barnes Foundation opens an exhibition of the work of William Glackens, an artist who helped Albert Barnes discover modern art. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the man behind one of the world's finest collections of Impressionist art.
Albert Barnes and William Glackens met as teenagers at Central High School in Philadelphia in the late 19th century. As Barnes went on to formulate pharmaceuticals, Glackens went to Paris to be an artist. Curator Avis Berman says Glackens found Paris to be much more liberal than the United States, artistically, socially, and sexually.
We have a late painting over there of the Bal Martinique from 1928. You just see people dancing together very tightly, very suggestively, and it's integrated. There are blacks and whites, and he doesn't comment on it. He just notes it.
Glackens returned to the United States and got involved with a subversive group of artists called the Eight, who rebelled against the art establishment of New York. Shortly after, he reconnected with Albert Barnes. Barbara Ann Bucar is an archivist with the Barnes Foundation, and she says Barnes sent Glackens back to Paris with $20,000 and instructions to buy all the modern art he saw fit.
He did influence Barnes. He did encourage him to expand the collection, to include moderns, more contemporary art, contemporary European art. He did push him in that direction.
For this exhibition, Bucar pulled out several letters between Barnes and Glackens, who shared interests beyond art. In fact, at one point, they traded recipes on how to make hard apple cider. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.